Well, to be honest, before The Living Years, which I wrote with B.A. Robertson, which is very much our song, I think, I would have said that this kind of song about losing a father and about generations and the lack of communication, I would have said it's not the kind of thing I'd write a song about. But B.A. came in one day. We had a music festival and said, let's call it The Living Years and write it about this. And we had long discussions about whether it was actually right to compose a song about that. And we were very frightened it might come out a little bit like very schmaltzy, do you know what I mean? Very kind of Vegas-y, the ballad. And we felt, well, we'll try it, we thought. If it comes out like that, we'll scrap it. But it's the most upsetting song I've ever written and the most difficult to write upsetting song I've ever written. We had a lot of trouble, B.A. and I, finishing it because it was, you know, we both just lost our fathers and it was a difficult time. We did it, and I think it came out good, but I wouldn't do it again. You know, you don't intentionally write songs like that. It just happened. And I think it came out, and Paul Carrack sang it fantastically, and I think it came out very good, but it's, you don't plan those, they just happen or not, you know.
Every generation blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it.
Say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can listen
as well as you hear.
It's too late.
It's too late.
When we die.
Oh, when we die. So we open up a quarrel between the present and the past. We only sacrifice the future. It's the bitterness that lasts. So don't yield to the fortunes you sometimes see as fate. It may have a new perspective on a different day. And if you don't give up and don't give in, you may just be okay. Say it, say it, say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can listen
as well as you. My baby's newborn tears.
is, I just wish I could have told him in the living years to say.